Weekend Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our business lead this evening, I'm joined by Salomo Hay from Hay Investments.
Thank you, Angie, and thank you for having me.
The Commonwealth Business Summit, it officially starts on Wednesday. What investment opportunities will Namibia present to the Commonwealth business community during the business summit, do you think?
Hi, Angie. You would be aware that the Commonwealth has grown, and one of the objectives is to enhance intra-Commonwealth trade. I think they are speaking of wanting to reach the $2 trillion USD target amongst the intra-Commonwealth trade by 2030. You would also know that one of the objectives of the summit is really to look at digital transformation and innovation in terms of showcasing digital solutions that can improve business connectivity between the respective jurisdictions. There's also green trade and the energy additionality. There's a huge move to look at private-public collaboration to be able to strengthen the cooperation between government and business, so that the policies align for prosperity and essentially commercial priorities can be looked at. There's also the integration in terms of regional integration between the respective countries, but more so to support the SMEs within these countries. So Namibia will be able to participate and open up an avenue for the Commonwealth member countries to be able to find themselves within the ecosystem of the Namibia Business Chamber, if it were. Obviously, you know that there's a big move in terms of the oil and gas,
in terms of the new discoveries and perhaps what we can now term as the emerging industries in the Namibian economy.
Obviously, there's also been grant funding that has now been approved for the green hydrogen, which will eventually become a part of the green trade. So these are the opportunities that will then have to interface with the public and private sector collaboration.
You want to see within which sectors can SMEs play a meaningful role,
because as part of the ongoing activities, you will then find the SMEs having to sort of become the engine of growth. So Namibia is essentially in a very good opportunity to showcase its potential to the world and use this as a window of opportunity to attract the necessary investment.
How can the Commonwealth foster more cross-border investments and partnerships between its members?
Now, this is one opportunity where one can foster this cross-border trade, because essentially you are opening up opportunities and you are opening up strategic investment sectors that perhaps could then become a window of opportunity for the Commonwealth member countries. And obviously agriculture and agri-processing is one of those. Tourism is a big thing on the continent, and Namibia offers quite a lucrative and expansive tourist destination. You know that we've got the hub, which is the port into the sub-region, and Wolfish Bay is the gateway for a lot of the SADC countries in terms of trade. So those are the opportunities in terms of the strategic sectors that Namibia can put forward for the intra-Commonwealth trade.
What mechanisms should be in place to ensure that investments benefit local industries and communities in host countries?
Well, I think there's a huge move that should speak to policy certainty in terms of
what are the investors signing up for in terms of local content and value addition for the domestic economy. And once we are able to identify those and sort of pin them down, it gives everyone a sense of comfort in terms of what they are signing up for. And through that, you would then have beneficiation and subsequently making sure that the in-house country's interest and needs are taken care of from the outset.
In what ways can Namibia and other African member states leverage Commonwealth trade networks to diversify their export markets?
Well, I think Namibia already has really, in the past 3 to 5 years, gone at great lengths to look at diversification of its economic base. Historically, we have always been an extractive economy in the sense that a lot of our dependence on the mining sector or the mineral sector, but also at extraction level. You have seen now with the value addition around some of the green industries that are being spoken about. You've also seen that the Namibia Stock Exchange has now become the Namibia Securities Exchange, which means that there's a huge look towards beneficiation around deepening the local capital markets.
And as part of that is diversification. You would also be aware
that the tourism sector has been growing in leaps and bounds. I think for the past 2 months, we had seen quite a huge
The number of arrivals at Osiakutako has been at record highs, which speaks to the demand for Namibia
as a tourist destination. So we've gone quite at great lengths to diversify the Namibian economy, which augurs well for what
perhaps one could guard against as the Dutch disease.
How can Namibia's private sector capitalize on the presence of these many member states currently in Namibia during the summit?
Well, I think the Namibia private sector is at a unique opportunity to be able to cream the opportunities that will come as a consequence of the opportunity of having the first ever event of such a nature outside of London. These events are usually taking place in London, and it coming to Namibia presents a unique opportunity for the private sector to be part of this and for the private sector to be able to put its foot forward. They will be able to leverage the opportunities and what they offer to the world. It really presents an opportunity for the private sector to showcase its capabilities and its capacity to a global audience. And from a service offering perspective, this will go a long way in making sure services that's needed within the intra-Commonwealth trade can be sourced from a country like Namibia.
Just the last question, what would you like to see the outcome of this Commonwealth summit?
Well, I would like to see the Namibian champions emerge from this window of opportunity.
I would like to see a Namibian champions become a hub for innovation, a hub for service offerings, a hub for connectivity to the global audience in terms of the opportunities that lies within Namibia. You would want to see some value addition that can come as a consequence of these opportunities and the capacity and capabilities that will be at display from a Namibian context. And through that, you would want to grow some of these champions into new jurisdictions. We've got a highly sophisticated financial sector. You would want to see perhaps the listing, some of the instruments, so that's fixed income, whether it's new opportunities of capital raising that can come as a consequence of this unique opportunity, and through that then deepening the securities exchange. You would want to see the establishment of new investment facilities in terms of manufacturing base being set up here, and this becoming a source of one of the biggest multinationals for an export base. So you would be aware that we are a mineral-rich country, and you would want to see perhaps some of these minerals, be it lithium, using the lithium resource to be able to set up the lithium-induced factories that can then become an export base into the rest of the world. Whether that goes through aviation or whether it uses the port, but the opportunities are plenty to be able to hope we can capitalize on them with this highly, highly unique opportunity that's been presented to Namibia and having the world come to Namibia.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.